Hello, this is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
Live from the basement of the Sub High atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuskokwim, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard nothing special. I did not go overboard tonight at all. I think I'm saving up music for Listener Appreciation Week, which is coming up, the first full week of May. I haven't looked at a calendar lately. I think it's like the 10th or something like that. Let me check the dates right now. So Listener Appreciation Week is coming up, May 4th to the 8th. And I would really like to have a new music episode, like one of my remote episodes that week, but I'm busy at work, man. Like, I don't know if that's going to work out, so I think my backup plan is to come in here and do a show favorites. And yeah, I've been really hesitant to pick stuff from like last year's Covenants. There's a lot of good songs I've been not putting on these programs, as you can probably tell tonight. That was okay. It was decent. Started a long time ago with Flower Town, and then it was De La Chute's Alice Phoebe Lou. That's a really good song, Underworld from Alice Phoebe Lou. I've had a hard time bringing that song back around because maybe it's too good for this show. It was Christopher Cohen, Night or Day off of, that's not Overgrown Path, I forget the name of his most recent record, Painter Room, off of Painter Room. Then it was The Max, I think they're from Portland with the big M. Then Wint, Brandon Saucier Project. He's got a printhead too. I think he's going to have three songs on here tonight. That was Who's Here off of Hair Village. And then Frog from Grog. It was Doom Song, Garden Dog, Velocity, Tyvek, Going Through My Things, The OC's Opposition off of Carrion Crawler. Ty Segall, They Told Me Too off of, I think that's from Twins. Then it was Co-op, The Last Time from their first EP. Went again to Small Room. And then I got to refresh. I don't know why it does this. Then it was Bistro Plate. I think they're from Australia, the Space Limo. And then Mike Molnar from Texas, I've Been Waiting For You. That was the acoustic instrumental, and then the set just finished up with Elizabeth Whittington from Paper Threats. Back earlier I was talking about how, the plan to build LNG in Churchill, Manitoba is not the best idea because it's iced over like 9 months out of the year up there. Like, you're not going to get boats out for the majority of the season. And that I think what my knowledge coming into this episode was that we have a very large natural gas pipeline, which is true, that runs from west to east in Canada, and 48 inches in diameter. It's only blown up like 7 times, and but mostly in northern Ontario, nobody lives. It just goes straight up. It's not like an oil spill. Nevertheless, it serves Ontario and Quebec and parts of the United States as well, and but it does not go to St. John, New Brunswick. I was under the impression that the pipe went all the way to St. John, New Brunswick, where there is an LNG terminal, but it's not an LNG export terminal. It is an LNG import terminal, where it actually imports LNG, likely from Texas Gulf Coast, and I think supplies 20% of the U.S. Northeast and also serves some communities in Canada as well. So we do not have an export terminal to send natural gas to Europe, which is something that I think we're trying to do. And so Churchill seems, looking at paper, seems like the most plausible route, in that it probably, no matter what, you're going to have to build a pipeline infrastructure in order for this to work. And it's kind of the shortest route. Like, it seems like the shortest route. It goes through uninhabited land. You could probably build it overground like they do with the Alaska pipeline. But then you get to a port where is only operable, 2.5, 3.5 months out of the year. So how do we get it to a better port? Like, where? What are our other options? Because it doesn't seem, based on the fact that we're importing natural gas on the East Coast, that feeds into the same set of pipes where we get natural gas from Alberta and British Columbia go to Ontario and Quebec. Makes me think that those pipes, like the what's coming from out west, is, you know, not even enough to supply out there, let alone export. So you would have to build, you would presumably have to build more piping infrastructure. Like, what are the options? Thunder Bay, I mean, you can't put big boats on there. It's on the Great Lakes system, and it's iced over 5 months out of the year. Montreal, I don't know, man. That's not really a seaport either, and it's also not, you know, it's not a deep water port. So I guess St. John would be the place, but to build a pipeline from Alberta all the way there, even a natural gas pipeline, I think would be politically almost impossible. So it's very unlikely. It just doesn't seem like there's a really good option for building a Atlantic-based deep water LNG export terminal. Anyway, that's too bad. That is really unfortunate. So I was kind of, I guess foot in mouth a little bit there. I didn't quite know all the facts about that. So, yeah, there doesn't seem like any good options for that, unfortunately. St. John, New Brunswick is not connected to that pipe. I called it the songs. Coming up on this show, yeah, like I said, Listener Appreciation Week is in. It's going to be May 8th on this program. I'll be either in studio or it'll be a new music episode from home. I'm going to have repeats the next couple weeks for sure. If you want to hear new music from the last one, I guess it was 151, and it's on Mixcloud. It is also at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock, where you find the podcast for all the shows. When it's working, it is up. So that's what's coming up. I'm going to play better music no matter what. On the 8th. This has been okay tonight. This has been all right. But yeah, I can tell I'm saving up for bigger things on here. Anything else going on? Yeah, we are not getting a Major League Baseball team. I'm just going to say that one more time. I'm really sorry. It'd be great to have one. But again, where's the business case? Like, if they built that pipeline to Churchill and there was like a private sector involvement, that might help. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to work. Enough already. I better get going. I don't know how many more songs I've got. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Art Show. And unless it's Thursday, it's Sport Crusade. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe. Radio.